If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Luckily, you're fluffy, Chico.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, you're fluffy.
He, like, jumped. How are you guys doing? This episode is sponsored by Ground News. So, I know a lot of you guys may be a little salty. I've read in the comments that you guys want me to go back to doing mapping on Ukraine. Well, it'd be really nice if there was actually stuff to map inside of Ukraine on a daily basis. That's not really the thing that's happening right now. Currently, all the efforts is in Bakhmut. And really, it's just street-to-street fight. I mean, I could literally show you guys street-to-street, but I don't think that would actually do anything. It's not going to... This is not it, okay? I don't know what else to say. I just don't know. I can't do anything about that. Oh, my God. Willie, they also want you to speak not so Australian.
That's their problem.
I
want them to have healthcare, but both ain't happening around here.
It is not happening.
After I found out it's cost, what, 20 grand to have a baby?
I think it's going to cost. You know what? I'm about to have a kid, if you guys don't know. My wife's pregnant. Siri, what does it cost to have a baby in America? $18,865. That's what I was.
What's the average income of an average?
Average American
median income?
Income?
70 grand? 65 grand?
What is the average American income right now? 70,000.
No,
54, 54.
Yeah, that's probably the median. Yeah.
54, 54.
Yeah, average will push very high. People are richer than they are poor. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people with $1 billion. Not many people with $1 billion dead.
So you're telling me right now the average is within 54. So if you were to have one kid, half your yearly salary would literally go towards having that kid. But then you have to pay off the bills for about 10 years after that, plus the interest rates on top of those bills. My God, it's never ending. And then you got to pay about $1 million over 18 years just for the kids.
Why do you think we're facing population collapse?
Yeah,
went to the supermarket before and spent $160 on a couple of steaks and some bloody veggies.
What a weird story. Oh yeah, no, I spent $143 today on like 5 bags of groceries.
Yep.
And he was with me when I did it. Actually, and two cases of water and I think of flowers for my wife. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that was it.
How do you make you feel? Are you excited to get out of here?
Same as normal. I don't know. I'm so indifferent on whether I love or hate America. I don't know. Like, the opportunity here is great. But I don't know. Like, I haven't been here long enough. I think I might just be like, I need to go to more places too, because like Australia, if you visit Sydney, Perth, Melbourne, it's all very similar. But like the places I've visited in the States are Tampa, Florida, Dallas, and LA, and that's it. Mm. And I feel like, I don't know if either of them is my vibe. Like, I'm not like yeehaw, cowboy boot, and I'm not blue haired they. So like, I don't know. I need somewhere like in the middle, because I'm just an average human.
I'm going to send you up to Nebraska.
I want to go to New York because I sort of want to live like the Friends.
New York, what do you think?
That's what I want to do.
That is not what Friends.
I want to get a shitty apartment.
New York is not like that. New York is...
That's my fantasy of it.
New York is a colder version of LA. Legitimately. The same tax issues, the same population
issues. I don't have enough money to be that concerned about tax.
A lot of homeless people. It smells like... Anybody who lives in New York City knows it smells like piss. You would rather have Charles over there piss on your face every morning than live in New York.
So it's just Paris.
Yeah, it's Paris, yes.
Paris with shit of food.
Yes, it is. With more expensive food than Paris.
Do you reckon they're more rude than the French? New Yorkers?
They're rude? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't really think the French are that rude. You know when the French are rude? Is when they don't think, when they think you're American. When they figure out you're Australian, not rude. I think it's American.
When you can talk, there's no way they don't think you're Australian.
Not if you're not a native English speaker, though. Like, I couldn't tell the difference between a Frenchman from the north and from the south, but they could.
Yeah, but if you f***ing talk and you sound like an Aussie, they're going to be like, yeah, you sound a little different.
You just sound a bit.
You sound like you're. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. We went on a mad tangent.
So I know China's doing some stuff. I'm not going to go super crazy into that. But they, any ship that actually goes through the Taiwan Strait now, they're stopping and trying to search and seize. Not search and seize, but search. Stop and search. Not search and seize. Stop and search every single one of them. I don't know how it's going to work with America. Taiwan already said they're not going to do it. I would hope the Biden administration would be like, hey, guess what? We're going to actually send some ships through the strait to actually see what's going to happen. But
that's always a good way with it, yeah, with two superpowers. I really like when two nuclear superpowers are like, let's see what the outcome of this situation is.
Let's like, send ships. Like, that's what I would do.
I realize all the people who own these companies and work in the government have fallout shelters. I don't. I live 2 kilometers from where all the submarines, the nuclear subs are built in Australia. I don't want to be stopped around with this.
I'm just saying.
Can see the shed where the nuclear subs are built. That's the first target. Willie's house.
Willie's. I'm just saying it would be kind of funny. Hey, you know what? Fuck the Chinese. Let's just roll a ship through there and see what they do. Let's bring everybody. Okay, let's bring a carrier through that son of a bitch. How you gonna stop a carrier?
Don't know.
Halt.
Big iceberg.
It's a boy. Okay, that's kind of. Oh, you. What do you have?
I don't know. I've got lots of shit, but there's Macron, you know, French president has been.
He's an interesting one.
He's very interesting. He's sort of escaped his own country, you know, in turmoil currently. So go and, you know, speak to President Xi and try and talk about, you know, negotiate and try and put China as like, you know, on the negotiating table because China is politically, let's say, neutral in this conflict. People will point at, well, they're not, but let's just say they are neutral in their capacity and they have a lot of power over Russia. And then Macron has said himself that China's the game-changing country in this. You know, if China were to be like, hey, Russia, we're not supporting you at all, fuck off, we're with NATO on the West, Russia would really need to reconsider. But vice versa, if China's like, look, we're backing you, you know, lethally, then we might need to reconsider too. So it's a hard one, but, you know, the President Xi is the sort of the wild card in this. So Macron's been there speaking to him, talking about, you know, how it's just all wild, but it's all over the place. But we also have that Ukraine, basically the deputy of the president's office, Andriy Sybiha, I'm terrific at pronouncing some names.
Yeah, we are. No, I am too.
But keep going. Has really opened up that there could be negotiations for Crimea after Ukrainian offensives to like trade back for land. And we don't really know how far it's gone in, but he said in a recent interview, if we will succeed in achieving our strategic goals on the battlefield and when we will be on the administrative border with Crimea, meaning where the Crimea sort of joins, you know, the mainland of Ukraine, if you want to call it, we are ready to open a diplomatic page to discuss the issue. And then he continued with, it doesn't mean that we exclude the way of liberation by our army. So, you know, it's still in the cards to liberate it militarily. But they've also, this is an absolute first because Ukraine's been open to no, at least since Bucha, have been open to zero negotiations at all. And neither has Putin. They haven't been open to negotiations. And there's a lot of speculation around the West being like, you're not allowed to negotiate. There's a lot of speculation about that, but nothing in concrete at least. But this is the first we've sort of seen of this. And I guess,
if you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always track every calorie.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Reading into this is, you know, Ukraine pushed down to that, what they call the administrative border there. Really the post-14 border. And maybe if they could cut off that Kerch Strait bridge and meant, hey, your troops, we're either going to clear it militarily or give us back this land and we'll work out some diplomatic solution. I don't really know, but then, you know, there's been a lot of speculation thrown around about, you know, does Ukraine possess the power to clear Crimea currently? I don't know. A lot of officials, Western officials around the world, say no. That, you know, militarily, that's a different beast all again. Being the layout of the ground, we've talked about this before, that, you know, the New York, what was it? The British, is like a British general who's something in Washington, he's a big deal, has basically come out and said that, like, you know, we really need to look at diplomatic solutions of Crimea following this, following these offensives. And just the amount of Russian troops in that region, the amount of Russian Navy ships, all that, it's unlikely to have a military action, at least being quick. It's going to, if you do it, it's going to take a long time and there's going to be a huge amount of loss. And the other problem with that is, well, the amount of troops you're going to need to send in to take Crimea, you're going to be pulling guys out of areas in the east, in the north, in all these areas. So it could be very difficult. And I guess this is why they're opening up this sort of saying that they may be open to diplomatic solutions. But at the end of the day, diplomatic solution is a deal. What are you giving back? What are you trading here? You know, that's going to be a diplomatic solution. Hey, we will let you, you know, we want Crimea back. Well, what's Russia going to want?
The East?
The East.
Mm-hmm.
The East. But, you know, Ukraine has firmly been on from the president and firmly on not one inch of Ukraine is to be, you know.
No, that's going to change. I don't know if it's going to change. Right now, the East is probably what I would see them actually coming to. But why would Russia want to do that? Why would they want to do that if they already have Crimea in their eyes? They have no need to do that if they don't get their teeth kicked in all the way to the border of Crimea, which I don't know if it's going to really happen, because I know on the southern side of Zaporizhia, that entire region is heavily, like, entrenched now, like, significantly all on that southern side. It's pretty stout on the Russian side of things.
Well, Russia too. I forgot what they call it, but Russia has massive inland seas, I guess you'd call it, with streams. So they can bring
stuff
ships
all the way
into the Black Sea.
Yeah.
They don't have to go through around Gallipoli through Turkey. They can come from inland. And, you know, we've spoken before about Crimea and, you know, how does Ukraine clear that? You know, a lot of United Nations issues begin with clearing Crimea. There's been hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of Russians moved into Crimea, seen now as their home. Now, these Russians they moved in are more on the pro-Putin, pro-Russian side.
Yeah.
The problem is, it doesn't matter on your political standing. These are civilians. But, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of these civilians that will then work against, because the Tatars, the Crimean, like, indigenous people, I guess I'll call them, they're a minority now in Crimea, to these, like, Russians that have moved in, what creates a huge issue around partisans if Ukraine were to come into Crimea, and then a huge UN issue of moving these people out, because these people go, well, I've lived here for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
9 years. Now, I know people will go, fuck those orcs. Whether you have that opinion or not, the UN is different, because the UN will go, these are civilians who are being moved out. Yeah, so it's a very...
A lot of those Russians that moved in there got moved in there forcefully in the first place. A lot of
yes.
it. And that was made to, and that was actually fairly smart on the Russian side of things.
It's very smart on the
Russian side. Russians into Crimea. Because then it basically just is Russia.
Creates a whole new stream of issues.
Big mess of things. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm actually looking at something that I found over on Ground News. Okay. We're going to dive into an issue from the help of our sponsor, Ground News. And it's something that I know a little bit about. I was over there in Afghanistan for a little bit. Now, the Biden review of the chaotic Afghan withdrawal has came out a little bit, tad bit. I'm going to tell you guys right now. It's one of the most interesting news sites I've actually personally used, because it has related articles from all over the world in one place. It makes my job a little bit easier because they have everything there. Now, I am looking at this piece right here, and it's great because it actually shows you guys the left-leaning sites, the right-leaning sites, the center, the center sites. I guess you can't really say leaning anywhere on center. But anyway, it tells you the amount of total sources and which way this topic's actually going. And to me, that's actually really good. It makes my life a little bit easier when I'm going to actually sift through the, what I would call bullshit. So it's kind of nice. You can see who's reporting on the sources, the percentage of it is. It's really nice. So if you're trying to find something that you want to say, hey, this is going to be center-based, I can go and grab on it and run with it. It's pretty nice. I like it. And he's worked with one before, so it's actually kind of good. Big thing here for me is I can follow like a specific location or topic that I'm like personally most interested in, like the war inside of Ukraine or military-based stuff. If I want to stay away from politics, which we kind of don't really like to dive too much into, we don't have to look at it. It's just kind of thing. One of the most things I like about it is the fact that Ground News is also highlighting like blind spots, which are news stories that are disproportionately covered by one side of the political spectrum, which is also really nice. Like it's kind of like shines a little spotlight on certain things. They also have a great app that you guys will get full access to when you guys sign up, when you guys just swipe between headlines to see all the viewpoints on one single story. So it really is a great way to stay on top of issues without actually getting sucked into the spin of things. So go to ground.news/speak to try it for yourself right now. It'll be linked in the top description. That is ground.news/speak to try for yourself. Hey, give them a shot. We're looking at them. And that's actually one of the things I'm going to talk about right now, matter of fact. So one of the pieces I've actually taken from Ground News is the fact that they had a piece. Everybody's got a piece. And it's about Afghanistan, the exit that should have happened earlier. We all know this. I said it years and years and years ago when I saw the whole thing start collapsing. Like, if we don't get them out, it's going to happen. It's kind of sad. There was a video beforehand. It's actually coming out, I think, from John Kirby. Am I incorrect there? You won't know. Gosh, you're an American. I believe it is John Kirby. Do you know who that is?
I know the name.
Okay.
John Kirby, SecDef?
Someone,
yes,
Kirby.
I was right. So he comes out and he talks about this, which we'll go ahead and play that clip for you guys. I'll play it for you right here.
And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it. Not from my perch. At one point during the evacuation, there was an aircraft taking off full of people, Americans and Afghans alike, every 48 minutes. And not one single mission was missed. So I'm sorry. I just won't buy the whole argument of chaos.
Okay, so this gentleman right here is probably a fairly intelligent guy. He's playing the political scene right here. Every 48 minutes, sure, a plane took off. Do you guys recall, is there a video? Or do we get a video of it? You got a video of it? How about this video, John Kirby? So to me, and probably to Willie, that kind of looks like a little bit of chaos. That's just me, though. If someone's trying to climb on the back of a plane while it's taking off, that doesn't seem like it's a not chaotic situation, correct? And what about the 13 Sanders service members that were actually killed that day? Is that just me, too? I don't know. Are the ones that ended up fighting their way home, or the allies that we left over there that the Taliban ended up beheading, cutting their hands off, tongue out, eyes out, all that kind of stuff. How about that? That's not chaotic, right? That's just me. That's just me, right? I'm an idiot.
Neither is the billions of dollars.
All the billions of dollars we left. It's just me. I'm an idiot. I know. No, it wasn't chaotic as well. But anyway, this is not a left or a right thing, just so you guys are aware. Now, the White House has actually said that it prioritized the early evacuation now of Americans during security crises overseas. You know when the other security crisis was that they apparently did not learn from was back, I think, in the... Can you pull up the video from Vietnam as well?
Yeah, pulling Americans off,
you know
the,
what I'm talking
off
about?
The consulate building.
Yes, and guess what? And the embassy, same thing happened at the embassy here. Yeah.
Well, I think we did see the president at the time say, what we won't see is people getting airlifted off the top of embassy buildings.
And it did.
And we did. And I know many operators from Australia and America who were there and having to go out through Kabul and get people and bring them back. Not just airfield security. Like, hey, there are people, there are, you know, members left out here. We need to go get them. And she was absolutely wild. And I have a lot of friends who are absolutely heartbroken of people that were meant to be immigrated through to countries.
Yep.
That got left there, that got killed, that did way more service to the nation than 99.9% of people. That it's just absolutely horrific. It's terrible. And now we've seen all this pop up with, you know, the crimes against women in those countries.
Oh, we were talking about one yesterday. I didn't even bring it up. That they took away the fact that the United Nations is trying to use females to help spread stuff through the country, like food and equipment and water and whatnot.
Yeah.
And the Taliban said no, they're not allowed to be doing anything anymore. It's just people in America don't realize this because they live in a little tiny bubble. They have no idea what's going outside their bubble. They're more worried about, like, actually, I'm not even going down that path. We're going to stop right there. But anyway, I'm just going to pause on that one. Documents were actually sent to Capitol Hill, which have not been public. And by the way, they're not going to be made public. It already stated, included like the long-awaited internal reviews from several government agencies. Now, President Biden and his senior most advisor have 100% ducked accountability of this thing, 110%. We all know that President Donald Trump did at the time. He signed a deal with the Taliban back in 2020 that required all U.S. forces to leave the country, okay? I get it. You guys can say this a million times over. But Biden had actually ordered the withdrawal of all the U.S. troops despite the recommendations that were actually coming out by U.S. defense officials who actually wanted the commander-in-chief to actually keep a small force, about 2,500 troops or so, inside of the country, mainly to help the entire government from collapsing over there in Afghanistan, as it did literally collapse within days.
The president escaped with a plane and a plane full of money and a couple of luxury cars, didn't he?
Where is that guy even at right now?
Probably Qatar or something.
But where is that guy even at?
Well, I know they're the only Taliban consulate in the world.
Wow.
Well, because they're now the government. The Taliban consulate, I'm pretty sure, is in Qatar. In Saudi, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Because I've talked about, I've been looking at interviewing some Taliban members. So, but I know that some guys I've spoken to who do some of that work have basically said, look, your idea, you can either go into Afghanistan, but the problem was you were a combatant there. The risk of you getting picked up is pretty significant. Or you could go and potentially talk to them in a sort of neutral country to the situation, I'll say. But I'm not sure where the hell he's at. But
UAE.
UAE?
Right.
Yeah. Same. You know, Saudi, yeah. UAE. Yeah.
He's in UAE. Man, that's kind of crazy. I never even thought about that till right now. Anyway, that stuff come out. I know a lot of people aren't going to ever see it because I did find out yesterday, oddly enough, researching weird stuff for aliens. I know. Don't know. That's man. That there's so in America, you actually don't have to be an American with the freedom. Oh, which act is it? Freedom of something.
Freedom
act.
Of information.
I think it's Freedom of Information Act. You don't actually have to be an American to actually get something from the government. You don't have to be. You can be anybody in the world can do it. But there's 9.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Stipulations inside of that act that make it to where they don't have to do it. So it's like they're
everything's stitched up. So there's everything in the government is stitched up.
So it's kind of funny. So that one of these things is going to fall underneath that. Now that actually might never be made public. But I don't know. I was just thinking about that this morning when I saw it come through. I'm like, God bless. It came out, but the Biden administration won't allow it to come out because we all know what's going to happen there. It says you can try to blame the guy prior to you, but if it falls underneath your watch. It's kind of like if I lent you this house for a month and I was gone and my house caught fire, is it my fault or your fault? And you left the stove on.
Well,
and
I've been that would be hard in a court because your house, your insurance would be still be liable if you gave the house to me.
Like I know, but from man to man,
if you were man to man,
it's my bad.
but what I'm saying is, this is a very that gets very bad. Very murky quickly with things. Like
no,
that.
But I just throwing it out there. Hold my house for a couple weeks. You can just hang out here, cook, clean. House catches fire while you're here, and it ends up coming from the stove that was left on because you had too much whiskey. I think that might be your fault.
That sounds like someone would do that too. But we do. What we do know is that like. The exit from Afghanistan was a mess. A lot of people got left behind. Things went to shit, and it was bad.
I'm pretty much over that. I'm not even talking about that anymore. Anyway, what do you got? I know you have some more over there chilling, like a villain on that computer.
I don't even have news. I've just got funny stories.
I like funny stories.
Okay. Well, what I really want to do is introduce them. People say they're sick of an Australian accent. Stuff them.
Yeah, everybody is.
The biggest legend of Australia. He's now dead. Rest his soul. Kerry Packer. Multi-billionaire. Worth somewhere in the vicinity of $6.5 billion. Now, and that was that much in the early 2000s. So you can only understand that's a lot of fucking money these days. That's a lot of money these days. But he was, you know, a media mogul, whatever. But there's been sort of a recollection come out of his, I guess, extra spending on some things. So he's always been about, like, hating tax. And he goes, of course I'm trying to minimize tax. And if anybody in this country doesn't minimize their tax, they want their heads red. Because as a government, I can tell you not spending it that well that we should be donating extra. So, yeah, boy. But the one thing that relates to Texas is he was in, and this has been confirmed by the Mirage Resorts, by their boss, Bobby Baldwin. The Packer was playing at a table and a Texan, he describes a loudmouth Texan, asked to join. And he said, I want to be left alone, but he didn't accept the rejection. And he goes, well, I'm a big player too. I'm worth $100 million. And Packer then said, well, how about we flip a coin on your net worth? So you give me, we'll flip a coin for $100 million. And then the Texan left. Left the resort. So he was willing to make him broke or give him $100 million.
Imagine.
How
much you'd have that much money where you're like, you know what?
Big player, man. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about $100 million. I'll flip for your fucking... I'd be like, oh, God.
Bro. Damn. So there's all this random shit about... he constantly plays 15 million pounds across four different roulette tables. He saw it all go down the drain. He played 25 million across seven blackjack tables over 40 minutes. Renting a private room in the Ritz in London. In one single session, £19 million lost. Such good spirits, winning once 20 million, that he then dropped $1 million tip on the staff. Then he paid off 2 six-figure mortgages for the waitresses. But when the waitresses said that tips had to then be split between the other people at the place, he demanded that they both be fired and then gave them $800,000 and then demanded that they be rehired. So, and then he survived a heart attack that left him clinically dead for 7 minutes. And then when he woke up, he gave the EMS workers and the two EMS drivers $1 million each. That's fuck you money. Like, we were talking the other day about fuck you money, and that's fuck you money. Like, on this person fired, pay off their house, you better rehire them. That's, wow. That is fuck you money. There's some clips of this dude, man. He was a fucking G. And there's also the last one, which is the most Australian thing, was he was at a game, a cricket match. Cricket in Australia, England's massive. Cricket's one of the biggest sports in the world. And some people sort of got a chant going about buy us some beers. And he bought the entire stadium beers. Tens of thousands of people. Just a fucking G.
God, if I had that kind of money, I'd be doing that kind of dumb shit too, though. Man, I really would.
What a weapon.
I would be doing so much.
Imagine flipping a coin, like, all your net worth, pussy. You know, worth, say it's worth $6.5 billion, so it's 65 times that guy's net worth. It's not like that guy's poor. Like, he's worth $100 million. Like, holy shit. Flip a coin for that, baby.
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Bless, I'm such a peon in this world.
So, bro, the 1% have all the money.
Oh, God, no, it's less than that.
Yeah. Well, the 1% in America, I think you have to earn $600,000 US a year, which is still a load of money. But the thing is that number's going to be skewed greatly because you've got people here that earn hundreds of millions.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's true.
I have a friend, the richest guy, the person I know that became the wealthiest through like marriage, I know from the States, but he was an Australian. I'm just trying to keep it under wraps of exactly things, but he married a girl whose mum is the richest person in Australia, I think worth somewhere around the $50 billion mark.
Why the fuck can I have met her?
And he
married her. I would have to be on the shitty ass podcast right now.
And he went from a private wage in the military of, you know, $60,000 to worth, I think the daughter's worth somewhere in the $6-7 billion mark, like overnight. And when I was in an area over here, this is a few years ago, me and a friend actually met up with this guy, and we were like buzzing on the door. When the Uber took us to the where he lives, the Uber thought we were like paparazzi. She was like, why the fuck? I'm dressed like this. I look fucking homeless. Like, for people that don't know where, like, we were joking about this morning, I look like the biggest hippie. A mullet, a beard, wearing a knit in Birkenstocks, walking around Texas.
What he looks like. People in
looking
Texas
like I'm going to get shot.
Everybody 100% thinks that me and him are gay together.
Yeah, we went grocery shopping and bought flowers.
We went to the grocery shop and bought flowers together. And I'm thinking to myself,
holding hands doesn't help. but yeah, we went to his house, and the Uber was like a bit sus on us. And then like he came out and was like, what the fuck? Are you leaving here? Like, this shit wild, man. And I'm just looking like this. But that's crazy. That's what Tinder Vault is for.
I know, that is Vault right there. But I wanted to ask you about. So, this guy, can I see a picture of the girl real quick? We don't have to show the screen. I want to see what she looks like so I know mentally if I could marry this chick for endless cash. I married my wife. She's a very beautiful lady, and she didn't come with any money. So, I married her because she was
the one on the right. This one.
Endless cash, huh?
Bro. What? Easy. Fucking hell, you've got way too high standards.
My standards top off
at about $2,000.
Have you seen how beautiful my wife is?
Yeah, we have.
Yes, you have. Yeah, she's you know what I mean? Yeah,
but you're talking nice. $6 billion.
I know, but you have to sleep next to that thing every night.
Bro. The shit I'd be doing for that much. You don't know what I'd do for like 50. Great. Like,
he said 50. 1,000. I don't want to say 50 billion. $50.
$50. All these guys were like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that for like 10 million. Fuck off. All these people are like, oh, I wouldn't do that for $1 million. Like, you earn 40 grand a year. Like, fuck off.
When did he know that she had money?
I think from pretty early on. It'd be hard in Australia not to.
So pretty much he knew from the beginning that she was loaded. He's just like, well, I'm sinking my teeth in this, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm biting that. That's it.
I know another guy who was a federal policeman, and he was looking after a certain person who was very wealthy, and then ended up hooking up with them. And then he had to leave the federal police because of like a conflict of interest. And he's now married to her. He loaded money. But just because the feds are doing like security. What a G.
God,
like,
bless him.
That's the dream.
I don't know what kind of dream.
You don't hear many of these stories often. Like,
no.
So the common, I don't know if you got this term in America, but the common term is dick in the till.
Dick in the till.
You know, like the cash register? Till.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, dick in the till. Is the equivalent of like a, what do you call it? A gold digger.
So the problem here in America
but
is,
the opposite.
I feel like we need to save this for like the other podcast that we want to start. We should do. Save this episode. Because I can go on a rabbit hole about men in America with rich women. Like, I could.
I would fucking do that. If I became single, if Lily left me, I would be like, right, I've got X amount of years to live with my cancer. I'm going full scumbag mode, Tinder Vault, Bumble Plus, or whatever.
Hey, will you get Tinder Vault if we pay for it? If I pay for it, will you run Tinder Vault for us?
Yeah. We need to make a bullshit profile.
Well, like, no, let's use Charles. His
phone. Yeah, but the thing is, everyone on Tinder Vault. I've been thinking about this for like, since yesterday's episode, man, I've just been like, about this. People on there are going to want to increase their own net worth because they're not going to want to marry some, as Andrew Tate would say, normie. They're going to want someone to equal or equivalent, like, equal or more. Like, so we're going to have to bullshit it. Like, you're some high roller. We'll Photoshop some pictures. Him in Greece.
He's never been in Greece, so it's going
to
be some.
Bro, that's what I was trying to show him on the TV the other day when the TV went off. I was like, this could be you and Mick and us. And it was on 100 loud and scared the fuck out of me. Like, that's all I was trying to show him. When I went to Greece and had the best trip of my fucking life. When I went to Greece, are we way too off track for this podcast?
So we were going to start the other one. That's what we should be doing right now. We should just say, you know what, fuck this, we're done with this episode, and just roll into the next podcast that we wanted to do. And just make it the very first
episode. I don't know. I'm happy. I've been talking a lot of shit on this. But Greece. This is my biggest thing I say to men is, like, before you get in a relationship, you need to go to Greece single.
Wear a condom.
Because it will then, like, limit you from cheating in the future. Because you're like, yeah, I've done all this shit. Been there, done that. Like, Greece, I was 22, maybe, 21. Man, I was fucking rolling, man. It was sick. So me and my other boys from the army. So when I went to Afghanistan, we had a two-week leave bracket. So we did an eight-month and three-week tour or something. So you got a two-week bracket somewhere where you got out, let out. And the Australian military pays for a return ticket to Italy or the equivalent money. So we all just took, you know, like the $1,500, whatever it was, and we flew to Greece and did like these tours that are limited from 18 to 30-year-olds, but it's not more like 20-year-olds. And me, Griffo, rocked up and we're like, there's like only like one other dude here who was the fucking tour guide. And there was another dude, but he was a fucking dog. But it ended up being there was like 24 people. And there's photo evidence of this. It was like 21 girls and like three dudes. And I was one of them. And we're in Afghan because we're tax-free. Do you guys go tax-free when you deploy? So we're tax-free. We get danger pay too, what I think is an extra $160 a day. So you're going to get salary tax-free plus another $160 tax-free a day. As a 20-year-old, you're rolling it in. Like a digger will earn maybe $9,500 a month, $10,000 a month. Like, tax-free, that is fucking good money anywhere you are. And, like, we just had this fucking loose trip, man. And it was the greatest thing ever. And I say to dudes, like, before, because if you don't do this, you will spend the day of relationship to death thinking about, what if I did go to Mykonos? What if I did go to Santorini? Like, yeah. And I know a guy, one of my very close friends, very successful real estate guy, him and his now wife, he proposed to his wife in Santorini. Got back, oh, congratulations, mate, blah, blah, blah. He's like, how's Greece? He's like, yeah, great. But he's like, man, as much as I love her, I wish I did that trip again, but by myself. He's like, man, I should have done it when I was 20. I'm like, yeah, tracking. Greece is awesome. It's not even very far from here. How long would it take you to get to Europe?
I'm gonna go ahead and pause you here.
12 hours?
I'm gonna pause you. I've been to Greece and I have been to Santorini. And I'm gonna pause you here.
Santorini's the shittest island.
I'm going to pause you here.
Go.
Because I know I like where this is going, and I'm going to take it over, and we're going to restart a whole new episode for the very first episode on that new thing we're doing right now.
Dunskies.
I like it. I hope you guys enjoy this one. We're going to have this one uploaded. You guys will find out here a little bit. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Go check out Ground News. I do love you guys. We're out.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.